You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's Jets Weekly with your host, Connor Rabchak.
Welcome into episode 23 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly. I'm your host, Connor Rabchak. For the second week in a row, we've got three losses to talk about, but nonetheless, we're here. If this is your first time checking out the show, I'm going to recap the games that happened this past week, preview the upcoming week for the Winnipeg Jets, and then later on in the episode, I'm going to hand out some awards like the hardest working Jet and the three stars of the week, so stick around for that. But in the meantime, let's get into these games, a 4-3 loss to Edmonton on Tuesday night. The Winnipeg Jets welcomed the Edmonton Oilers to town to kick off their 5-game homestand and started it off on the wrong note, a 4-3 overtime loss. Zach Hyman scored the overtime winner for Edmonton. That's his 51st goal of the season. And if you look here at the stats behind me, the Edmonton Oilers outplayed the Jets thoroughly on this night, especially in the second period. The shots 42-25 in Edmonton's favor. The expected goals, Edmonton generated almost a full goal more than the Jets did. And then the shot attempts, the Corsi 61-46 in Edmonton's favor. The main story coming out of this game from Winnipeg's perspective is the power play. You see it right there, 0-5. And most of those power plays were ugly. They even had a 4-minute power play at the end of the second period where they didn't generate a shot. The power play was costly, and I asked Rick Bowness after the game what went wrong and what led to the 0-for-5 mark that you see there. Here's what he had to say.
Our play to end the game at a big spot there. You said you didn't like how it looked. What were some of those things that were contributing to the struggles?
We didn't support the puck quick enough. Too much one-on-one and not making the next play. Right, with this, when you're under pressure, you got to be able to make that next play, and we weren't making it. That's what it comes down to. When they're getting that worked hard, you need support in the puck, but when you get it, you got to be ready to make that next play, and we weren't making it because we just didn't handle the puck well enough.
The past couple of teams you've played have had pretty aggressive penalty kills. Was that the same thing from Edmonton tonight?
Very aggressive. Yeah, we knew that was coming.
So there it is, Rick Bowness saying they didn't get enough puck support on the power play, and he's right, it looked like they couldn't enter the zone, and when they did, they were dumping the puck in, and they couldn't win it back. There was a lot of issues, but no shots on goal on a 4-minute power play late in the second period, and then they got a power play with 2 minutes left that they actually shouldn't have really gotten in the first place. The replay showed that it was some friendly fire. Dylan DeMello was the one that high-sticked, I believe it was Morgan Barron, on the play, and the Jets went to a power play. There was little to no urgency. They went to overtime, and we saw how it ended. A tough way to begin the homestand, coming off of the road trip that ended so poorly. They get a point. I'm sure they were happy with that, but it's a loss nonetheless, and they were on to Vegas on Thursday night. Another loss on Thursday night to the Vegas Golden Knights. This one was 4-1. Vegas scored 2 empty netters, so it was 2-1 late. But if you look at the stats, the Jets played much, much better in this game. They had 5 power plays to Vegas's 1, which will skew a lot of the analytics. But the penalties in this game, I'd say, were earned from Winnipeg's perspective. No bad calls. And the expected goals, 3.5-3 in the Jets' favor. Shots on goal, 40-27. And then the high danger chances, almost even, but the Jets coming out on top, 13-12. Undoubtedly a bounce back performance. They don't even get a point, which is the difference from the Edmonton game where they at least got the overtime loser point. But in this game, no points, even though they played well. A tough, tough loss. And this was their 5th straight as they welcomed the Ottawa Senators to town on Saturday night for Hockey Night in Canada. That brings us to Saturday night, Hockey Night in Canada. And there were a lot of things that happened in and around this game, and I'll get to those in a second. But as for the actual on-ice product, the analytics were heavily in the Jets' favor. The power plays, 1-for-5 each and Brady Tkachuk scoring the power play goal for Ottawa with just under 2 minutes left, which was ultimately the game winner. The Heinander chances were 12-7 in Winnipeg's favor, and since each team had an even amount of power plays, the man advantage wasn't skewing any of these analytics one way or another, so the Jets truly did outplay the Senators on this night. You could argue that they deserved a much better result, but it's a results-driven league, and when you lose your sixth straight game in front of a sold-out crowd on Hockey Night in Canada, the fans aren't going to be happy. The Jets were booed off the ice on Fan Appreciation Night, a tough, tough way to continue this homestand, losing to the Ottawa Senators, who on the flip side just won their fifth straight game, even though they're well outside of the playoff race. I mentioned that this game was a sellout. The two games that I talked about previously were also sellouts. A great atmosphere inside Canada Life Center all week long. And the Jets even announced that on April 18th against the Vancouver Canucks, which is the Winnipeg Jets' final home game of the season, that game is also already sold out. So there's only three games left where you can publicly buy tickets. That's Los Angeles this Monday, Calgary on Thursday, and then a Tuesday night battle late in the season against Seattle. But lots of sellouts. The attendance is climbing ever since Gary Bettman came to town. That's what you love to see, and the atmosphere inside the building through these three games definitely lived up to the hype. And last thing on this game before we move on to Connor Hellebuyck, it was Gabriel Vilardi's first game back in the lineup. He had missed 15 with an upper body injury, an enlarged spleen. He said in his press conference that they didn't figure out what the cause of the enlarged spleen was, but it's back to normal size now. He's back taking contact. He was back on the top line. And in the third period, they reunited the dynamic line of Nikolaj Ehlers, Mark Scheifele, and Gabriel Vilardi. We know how good that line was in the middle of December when the Jets went on their franchise record-setting winning streak. We'll see if they continue with those lines for Monday and Thursday. I would love to see them give that line another run of games here, given how dominant they were in December and how much the top line struggled on this night. Now, the big story of this game, it was Connor Hellebuyck's 500th career game, a huge milestone for any goaltender. And Winnipeg's franchise goaltender, he committed to this organization for the long term in the offseason, signing an 8-year deal. He's already won a Vezina. He's on track to win it again this year. And he's undoubtedly one of the best goaltenders of this generation. No doubt he'd like to add a Stanley Cup to his resume, but even without it, it's an absolutely stellar track record of sustained success in this league. In my opinion, if he stays on this trajectory, he should be a Hall of Famer when he retires. One of the best goaltenders in the league over the past 7 to 8 seasons, and he's been in Winnipeg the whole time, and he'll be in Winnipeg the whole time. So congratulations to Connor Hellebuyck, 500 career games for the Winnipeg Jets. They also gave him a tribute video in the arena, and the sold-out crowd got on their feet, gave him a standing ovation. That was a really nice moment to see Connor Hellebuyck. You could tell he really appreciated it, and the fans recognizing that he is arguably the most important player on this team and has been for the past 5+ years. 500 games, congratulations, Connor Hellebuyck. Here's to 500 more. Such an incredible achievement, and the captain of the organization, Adam Lowry, spoke to the media after the Ottawa game. Here's what he had to say about his goaltender reaching this milestone.
It's huge. I mean, he's done it so quickly. That milestone for goalies is a big one. So, he's been the backbone of our team ever since he's come in. He's, a future Hall of Famer. I don't think we can say enough about, what he means to this team, what he means to this community. He's, such a great teammate. He comes to the rink every day. He's having a great time. He embraces the outdoors here, embraces the community. Very fortunate to have been his teammate for this long. And, playing in front of him, I think he gives us a chance to win every night. He battles so hard. I think he's the best goalie in the league. So, he's so important to our team. It's a big milestone. It's too bad we couldn't play better in front of him and, got him the win tonight.
And there it is, Adam Lowry with nothing but love for Connor Hellebuyck. 6th straight loss, you're the captain of the team, you probably don't want to be talking to the media, but Adam Lowry still went for about a minute on how much Connor Hellebuyck means to this organization, not only on the ice, but also off the ice, embracing the community. Great leadership there from Adam Lowry. Now it is time for the awards portion of the episode.
The hardest working Jet.
My hardest working Jet of the week is Brendan Dillon. He had the goal in the Edmonton game, so he made a case for the three stars, but nonetheless, he had a ton of huge hits this week, especially in that Edmonton game. He had a massive hit, almost put Corey Perry into the bench, and then had to stand up for himself and fight. And then in the Ottawa game, he had a bunch of massive hits as well. Always one of the hardest workers, a staple in the Jets' top four. Brendan Dillon's my hardest working Jet of the week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now, the Jets Weekly Three Stars of the Week.
My third star of the week is Mason Appleton. He scored a goal this week. He scored against the Edmonton Oilers, and honestly, with the current state of the Jets, a goal gets you in the three stars. He's been great in that third line. Third line's been great all season long. Adam Lowry, Nino Niederreiter, and Mason Appleton. Appleton chipping in on the score sheet. He's my third star of the week on Winnipeg Jets Weekly. My second star of the week is Sean Monahan. He had a goal in both the Edmonton game and the Vegas game, both of which looked incredibly similar. Nikolaj Ehlers at the top of the zone, shot a puck, Monahan tipped it, and got the goal, obviously. And in the Edmonton game, it was a massive goal, tied it 3-3 late in the third period. In the Vegas game, not so much. It got the Jets on the board, and it was their one and only goal in that game. But Sean Monahan, one of the best deflectors of pucks that we've seen in a Jets jersey in a long time. He scored two goals this week. He's my second star of the week on Jets Weekly. My first star of the week is Nikolaj Ehlers. He assisted on the two goals that I just mentioned Sean Monahan scored. And in the Ottawa game, he got the Jets on the board, going to the hard areas of the ice and whacking home a rebound. He's been great over the past couple weeks for the Jets. And that second line was fantastic. But most notably, I brought it up when I recapped the Ottawa game, they finally reunited Ehlers, Scheifele, and Vilardi late in the third period against the Ottawa Senators. You could almost tell in the building that people sensed that that line was back together. They started generating some offense in the crowd, had a few things to get excited about. It was a great atmosphere, of course, but Nikolaj Ehlers is the driver of that line. I'd love to see Ehlers, Scheifele, and Vilardi get another run of games here and try and snap the losing streak going forward, because Nikolaj Ehlers has been great all week long, and he deserves a promotion to the top line with Mark Scheifele and Gabriel Vilardi. He's my first star of the week on episode 23 of Jets Weekly.
Coming up on Jets Weekly.
Now it is time to get into the upcoming schedule for the Winnipeg Jets. Starting on Monday night, April Fools, they'll play at 8 p.m. against the Los Angeles Kings. Pierre-Luc Dubois is back in town. An 8 p.m. start, not sure why that is, but make sure you drink your coffee the day of. It'll be a little bit of a later start in Winnipeg. And then they get their first two-day break since before the month of March, when they wait 2 days to play the Calgary Flames on Thursday night. That's the fourth and final game of the Winnipeg Sports Talk ticket package. Can't wait to see everyone there pregame having a good time. And then the Jets will head on a crucial four-game road trip through the Central Division, starting with the Minnesota Wild on April 6th. That's a Saturday, games at 3 p.m. Then April 9th, the Jets will get another two-day break before they take on the Nashville Predators. And then they'll take on the Dallas Stars. And then not pictured, but the next game after that is against the Colorado Avalanche before the Jets return home and have two games left at home. And that's the regular season. So the Jets got to figure it out here. Six straight losses. Maybe some line changes are in the works. Stay tuned to Winnipeg Sports Talk Daily on Monday, the day of the game against the Kings. They will have the information from Morning Skate. They'll be able to talk about the lines. If there's a new look, if they don't change anything, which I can't see them doing, having lost six straight games. But we will see. Enjoy the games this week, everyone. I'll be back next Monday to break down the Kings, Flames, and Wild game on episode 24 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly. That's going to do it for me. Thank you, everyone, for checking out the video. If you've made it this far, drop a like, hit the subscribe button, and the notification bell so you don't miss videos like this from Winnipeg Sports Talk in the future. Like I said, I'll be back next Monday to break down those three games, the rest of the homestand, and the start of the road trip. Hopefully we have some wins to talk about. I've gone 2 weeks in a row now talking about losses. But nonetheless, be back next Monday. I'm excited for episode 24 of Jets Weekly. Enjoy the games this week, everyone, and have a great week.